Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by TopTal. If you're looking for a designer or developer for your next project, you gotta go with TopTal. We've been using TopTal and absolutely love them because they save you time, they save you money, they save you headaches because they only hire the top 3% of talent for you. You tell them exactly what you're looking for, you tell them your budget, and they get you the best candidates. But don't take my word for it. Give them a try for free. They have a 14-day risk-free trial. Just go to 100mba.net/TopTal. Again, that's 100mba.net/TOPTAL. Today's Q&A Weekend's episode is one from our archives. It's a great one, and it asks the question, how do I fire an employee? Any advice? Firing an employee is not easy. It's so hard, but it's something you have to do. I'm not playing it down. It's hard, especially if this person has a good attitude but just doesn't have the skills. It's a lot easier when they have a bad attitude, trust me, because you have no reason not to fire them. But a lot of times it's really hard to let go of people. So how do you do it the right way? How do you make sure that you've given them all the chances that would be possibly fair and that you've given it everything you can to invest in them? But when it's time to actually say, we have to part ways, how do you do it? This episode first aired 400 episodes ago, but it's one of our best Q&A Weekends episodes, so we wanted to rebroadcast it for you. Enjoy this one, and I'll be back with another Q&A Weekend, a fresh new question tomorrow. Hey-o! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, and today is a Q&A Weekends episode where we answer your question right here on the show. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us at contact@100mba.net or send me a tweet on Twitter. My handle is BizRepublic, BizRepublic. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. If you're looking to nail your business idea, if you're looking to nail any kind of idea that you have with your business, whether it's a logo, a tagline, a product idea, a price idea, check out our free course on the 5 steps of idea validation. It's completely free. It's a 7-part video course along with a workbook. Just go to 100mba.net/free-course. Today's question comes from Mitch. And Mitch asks, I need to fire an employee. Any advice? Not a fun situation, Mitch. I definitely feel for you. I had to do this myself a few times, more than a few times over the course of my career. And it's never pleasant, but you need to know how to do it right. And I know how you feel. You're kind of looking for an answer, maybe some sort of procedure. And we're here to help you out. Sometimes people are just not a good fit for your company. Sometimes you just need somebody better. And that's just the reality, guys. When you're trying to improve, you need the best people on your team. And if they can't improve, if they can't become better with the company, it may be time for you guys to part ways. I'm giving this example because sometimes firing somebody is not just because they stole from you or they're late to work every day. Sometimes they're just not fit for the job. So we get into Mitch's question in today's episode. I can't wait to answer it. So let's get down to business. So Mitch asks, I need to fire an employee. Do you have any advice? So my first piece of advice is I want to refer you to our episode MBA 146. We'll put it into today's show notes. And we had an exclusive episode on our technique, our method when it comes to having to fire an employee. But I'm going to give you a few pointers here, some additional tips to that episode. First of all, I don't know the context of your situation. I don't know if they've done something that's completely against the values of the company, if they've done something that's completely immoral. I don't know what happened. But if it's simply they are just not doing the job, or they're just not cut out for it, or they don't have the initiative, and you just need to replace them, you do need to go through a procedure where you give them an opportunity to prove you wrong. So in other words, you got to give them warning. You got to tell them, hey, I'm not happy with your performance. And if I don't see X, Y, and Z from you, and be very specific, before the end of the month or the next 2 weeks or the next month, whatever it is, make it time bound, you know, I can no longer employ you. We can't work together. I need somebody that can do these things. And if you're not that person, then I need somebody else. But if you are, you need to show me now. And that's really the message. Up to this point, you haven't been the person we needed. I'm going to give you a chance here to prove me wrong, and I hope you do. But if you don't in this certain amount of time, then I'm going to have to find somebody else. And then ask them, what can I do? What can we do as an organization to help you get to the point where I don't have to fire you, where you're actually doing the things that you need to do? Is there anything I can help you with? Do you have questions? Has there been a misunderstanding here? That's where you start. Now, while they're in that probation period where they're proving themselves, it's your job now not to bank on the fact that they're going to improve, that they're actually going to fulfill on that, you know, proving you wrong. You need to start looking for the replacement. And in fact, if you can hire that person beforehand so they can be trained, it would be better. That way you would have a smoother transition. Now, if it comes to the point where you're going to just have to fire this person is just not cutting it. And I know a lot of people feel bad. They feel really bad when they have to fire somebody because they feel like, hey, I'm cutting them off. They rely on my job. They rely on the salary. They rely on the job I've given them. But you have to remember that when you hire somebody, it's a business transaction. They're supposed to give you something in exchange for that salary. And if they're not fulfilling on their promise, it's also unfair on their end. You've given them the benefit of the doubt. You've been paying them and they haven't done it. So it's never a great feeling. It's never fun, but you shouldn't feel guilty about it. Sometimes when one person doesn't do their job right, it affects the rest of the company and everybody else. And that's not fair. You're the leader. You need to make sure that everybody is not affected by one person's actions. So you're at that point where you're going to have that conversation where it's time to let them go. If you've made a decision that you are going to fire this person, then you need to give them notice, some sort of notice, 1 week, 2 weeks, whatever your policy is. And before you give them notice, make sure that you have some sort of exit strategy, some handoff situation in terms of training the next person. And also, if there's some secure information, some information that they have that maybe would put you at risk, you're going to have to remove that access from them. This is not to say that everybody's evil and everybody's going to try to, you know, get back at you. This is just a procedure to keep you on the safe side, regardless of who you're dealing with. In those 2 weeks, it's basically a write-off. That person's going to work, but they're going to basically hand off their responsibility to somebody else. Now, you can even offer this person that you're letting go, the person that you're firing, a letter of recommendation, but not a letter of recommendation in terms of their job performance. Maybe their job performance was horrible, but what about a character performance? Maybe they're a great person, a nice person to get along with, great in the office. You could say, hey, I would love to give you a recommendation in terms of your character, or maybe in the areas that you did do well, a recommendation in those areas. Also, I've seen companies that actually throw a lunch when somebody's leaving. I know you usually do that when somebody retires or maybe has to quit so they can pursue something else. But there's nothing wrong with actually running a lunch to say, hey guys, John can't work with us anymore. Unfortunately, we're not a good match, but we wish him all the best. He was a great person in the office. He's helped us all this way, and we're going to part ways. So we just want to have one last meal together, one last hurrah. Think of the morale that you would have in the office if you actually did that. They would say the leadership of this business is not vindictive. They can actually celebrate the good experiences that somebody had and not just dwell on the fact that this person is getting fired. Now, obviously, if the person who's getting let go doesn't want to have that lunch, that's completely fine as well, of course. But I'm just telling you that there are companies that do that, because they just don't see it as a bad thing. They just see it as a mismatch. Just like somebody who would leave a company because they found something better, you're going to tell them to leave because you found somebody better. I got more on today's Q&A weekends, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, TopTal. If you're looking to hire a developer or designer, you need to go to TopTal first. Why? Because TopTal sources the top 3% of talent out there. That means you're getting the best of the best within your budget. You tell TopTal what you're looking for, they get you the best candidates. As simple as that. They line up the interviews for you, you talk to them, you get to know them, and guess what? TopTal gives you 14 days to make sure they're the right fit. It's risk-free, and if you want to just get started with this risk-free trial, just head on over to 100mba.net/TopTal. Believe me, you're going to save money, you're going to save time, you're going to save headaches because you're getting the best of the best, and you're not going to have to hire and fire constantly. No one loves turnover. Again, that's 100mba.net/TopTal. That's TOPTAL. Again, just to wrap up today's lesson, I highly recommend you check out that episode 146. We go into real detail on the procedure of firing somebody. I just wanted to give you some extra advice. But the last thing I want to kind of talk about when it comes to this topic is this is going to happen. I don't know anybody who's built a successful business with employees and has grown their team who have not hired and fired a few times. Sometimes you just don't find the right people the first time around. I've had positions where I had to hire somebody and I had to let them go over and over about 3 or 4 times before we actually found the right person for that position. And that was just a growing pain for us. sometimes it's hard to know if this person would be perfect until they actually do the work. And that's why we have a probation period for all our employees. And it's a period for them to find out if they want to work for us and if we want to work with them. So keep that in mind. The best interview is seeing the employee in action. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope you enjoyed it. I love teaching it. I love hearing your questions every single week. It's great to see what everybody's working on, what are their challenges, and I love to help in any way I can. So make sure you send over all your questions at contact@100mba.net. All right, guys, I want to leave you with this. As a leader of your business, you are responsible of the morale and the vibe and the culture of your company. And sometimes firing somebody brings that morale down. So it's best for you to be transparent about it. It's best for you just to come right and say, guys, unfortunately, so-and-so is going to be leaving us tomorrow. We appreciate all their effort. We wish them all the best. If anybody has any questions about anything, let me know. And it just clears the air. Lets people know, hey, you're not just doing something like, you know, behind closed doors. And you could just be completely honest with people. You could say, hey, listen, this person just was not a good fit for the position. They weren't able to fulfill what we needed them to fulfill. And it also puts people on notice, like, hey, you know, this person or this leader of the business actually wants to see results, and that's a possibility. I'm not saying that's a threat or that's something that people should be scared of, but it's a reality they should know. And at the same time, you're not afraid to stand up for your business because you know that if you make sure the business is successful, everybody that works there will be successful. All right, guys, I hope that helps, and hope to see you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then, guys. Take care.